Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Sowing the seeds of cannabis and sounding the praise of our favorite plant, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident hemposapien Vivian McPeak will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
Welcome to the Hemp Present Resistance, the weekly radio podcast where you can get your PhD in THC because you don't just want to burn it, you want to learn it. Seeking to defeat the alternative facts of prohibition one interview at a time and advocating for the plant, the whole plant, and nothing but the plant. Join me for a weekly reefer radio rebellion against prohibition as I speak with some of the principal risk takers, movers and shakers, and history makers of the cannabis industry, culture, and reform movement. I'm your host, Vivian McPeak. I am the executive director for the world's largest annual cannabis policy reform event, the Seattle Hemp Fest, speaking flower to power for 28 years, found at hempfest.org. I'm also the author of the book, Protestable, a 20-year retrospective of Seattle Hemp Fest from AHA Publishing, also found at hempfest.org. Today's guest on Hemp Present is the founder and owner of Canouflage Designs, Karen Averill. Along with the introduction of today's nascent legal cannabis industry has come an explosion of interest in all things cannabis. The formerly nefarious illicit herb is experiencing a cultural renaissance as an evolving focus on cannabis lifestyle emerges into the daylight of mainstream attention. Modern canna fashion for this new age of the herb is advancing on par with a penchant for the plant's therapeutic and euphoric effects. Imagine, if you will, bright green cannabis leaf fractals emblazoned across a variety of pants, skirts, neckties, umbrellas, and more. But you don't need to invoke your imagination because these are a few of the products that you can get today from Oregon-based Canouflage Designs. And I have the proprietor, Karen Averill, with me to tell you more about her canna-centric company where she puts the high in high-definition photography. Welcome, Karen, to Cannabis Radio.
Thank you so much, Vivian. It's such a pleasure to be with you.
My honor. Back in 1998, before you launched Canouflage Designs, you operated a licensed patient cannabis grow in Oregon. Can you describe that operation and tell us a little bit on why you weren't able to continue it? What changed?
Yes, when Oregon first went legal medically, we started taking care of 12 patients, and we had a grow where we can basically just grew organically, no pesticides, everything was healthy and beautiful and sun grown. In last year, the state unfortunately changed the law stating that anything over 12 plants was considered commercial, and that would require licensing, inspections, and monthly reporting. Since all of our patients receive free medicine, We could not afford the expense, nor were we interested in the intrusive nature of the regulations. And so we unfortunately had to close down our farm and let our patients go.
And you had to figure out something else. What is Cantaflage Designs? Can you describe the business and the products that you offer?
Actually, Cantaflage Designs was a result when my father passed away 10 years ago, and I was then terminated from my employment because my employer of 12 years also passed away during that same time. I had been documenting our grow all of the time since we had been growing through photography. And so when I didn't have a job, I had to find alternative financial assistance. So I then started looking at the photographs, and I was working with a new photo program and realized the beauty of the flowers and the buds when they were mixed in a fractal, geometric, or kaleidoscope fashion. And I decided that I could then put it on pretty much anything. It actually started as a gag gift. A friend was getting a new home, and I thought wallpaper would be really fun. And so when I received the wallpaper, I saw images that were dripping with crystal and color, and it actually is true living art because the hidden images appear in the mix and they change with distance, angle, and lighting. So I figured if I could put it on wallpaper, I could put it on anything that I could actually imagine. And so even if I don't carry it, my tagline is, if you can imagine it, we can create it.
The cannabis plant is actually a visually beautiful plant. Do you agree? I mean, it's and the you could just keep getting down and smaller, and it's just, you know, reveals an entire new world of beauty every time. Do you agree?
Exactly. And the visual beauty of the plant is really what contributes to our healing and our health. And in looking at our designs, as you really start focusing on the images, and you will, you know, get this meditative quality, I guess. And that's actually one of the primary reasons for launching the company, is because I was very, very, very tired of the lease stamp that we had been living with for 50 some odd years. And so when I saw the beauty of the design, I realized that I could literally bring the plant full circle. Hemp can heal the planet, cannabis can heal our bodies, and now, as you say, the visual beauty of the designs can heal our minds and our souls.
So what are some of the processes that you use? Do you have a program that creates the fractals online? How do you make these images?
Well, first off, you have to grow the model.
right.
Second,
so you
they
have,
then
so
have
to produce
to,
your own weed.
Right. And that is one of my specialties. All of my designs are from my own photographs of our gardens. I literally take hundreds of photographs. And so the trick is finding the right one. And more often than not, the photograph actually speaks to me. I had a photo that had a dragonfly in it, which is one of my more popular ones. And I really wanted to catch a butterfly. But unfortunately, the butterflies were not being very cooperative. And so after mixing a photo of just a regular bud, when I looked at it, there was this perfect image of a butterfly in the design. And then the same thing occurred shortly after I was introduced to my spirit totems, the polar bear and the wolf. I was trying to decide what photographs to use. And in two separate ones, I saw this very distinct image of a polar bear face. And then in another image, there was a very distinct figure, a wolf face. And so both of those were obviously shouting out to me and saying, pick me. And so I did.
Karen, can you describe some of the products that you have available that have these images on them? What kind of stuff do you sell?
I pretty much sell everything. If it comes to home or business decor, anything that you can imagine. I have dishware. I have an entire Don't Sleep Alone, Sleep With Your Buds bedding collection. Entire bathroom sets with shower curtains and towels. So far as apparel, I have a high-end limited edition collection and also a casual collection.
And this is all available at CanaflageDesigns.com. One word, CanaflageE, Designs.com.
Yes.
We have about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes for the first break. You talk about promoting pay it forward practices, sustainability, working to heal the planet. What does pay it forward mean to you, and how are you actualizing that in your business practices?
Pay it forward means that you should include in your business plan something that helps others and the planet. In my case, each month honoring veterans, I donate 10% of our profits to a veterans organization. I also donate regularly to raffles and try and fill a basket that's specific to the event. For example, I was contacted by a biker club doing a ride for autism, and I created do-rags for their raffle. So I try and, I try and do something so, because it's not really about the money. It's really more being able to do something good.
And really that just comes down to good community-based business practices. Do you agree? I mean, business when done right.
Oh, completely.
You know,
completely.
You got to make a dollar, but you also need to do something positive for society and for your community.
Yes, and I think that should be standard in any business plan. I was very frustrated to learn that the dispensaries here in my immediate area, not one of them had any type of a patient day program or any type of a pay it forward policy. And it was very, very disappointing to see so many rushing in to cash in when they can be, you know, slicing a little bit off of that profit margin and doing something for someone else.
Yeah, I mean, there's been in my mind, there was a consciousness that was associated with the cannabis culture for decades, an awareness. And sometimes I'm a little frustrated because it seems like maybe sometimes that focus is being lost on the kind of rush to take advantage of this new, you know, the green rush, take advantage of this new industry. You've got about 10 seconds, but do you feel that way sometimes?
Completely. Ever since we went recreational, and I spell that as in train wreck, I feel we went from community to industry, and this beautiful sacred plant has gone to a commodity.
I am talking to Karen Averill from Cannaflage Designs. We're going to roach it for a minute here. Word from our sponsors and advertisers. Come back with our second segment, so don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. SmartPots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, SmartPots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
SmartPots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million SmartPots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for SmartPots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
The cannabis industry is growing almost as fast as the cannabis and hemp being planted and harvested. Where, when, and how fast will the cannabis and hemp industries continue to climb? Who will be the people leading the charge into that promised land of profit? Let's pursue those answers and more with the Plant Profits.
Welcome to another episode of Plant Profits. I am Bert Miller, your host. As you guys know, the purpose of this show is to introduce you to some of the most forward-thinking executives and companies in the cannabis industry.
Plant Profits, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Elevate your everyday with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoggies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong hemperer of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
And we're back on Hemp Present with Karen Averill from Camouflage Designs. Karen, before the break, we spoke briefly about your definition of pay it forward practices and things that you try to implement in your business to help the society and the community. You've also spoken about what you call the environmental disaster of the fashion industry and that your business attempts to circumvent that. Can you elaborate on what you mean by that? How is the fashion industry an environmental disaster?
Well, that was really one of the reasons why I was dragging my feet in getting into apparel. I started with decor, which is print to order. It's very durable and long lasting. When I went into the fashion industry and started doing some research, I realized that there are huge mounds of rotting fabric in India and China. Wages are low in most of the apparel manufacturing in other countries. And our throwaway Walmart attitude results in overproduction of synthetic apparel and excessive packaging. And so on my part, I attempt to reduce that by going to a strict print-to-order manufacturing process. So I do not carry inventory that may not sell or, you know, at some point may become dated. I've gone to wrapping all of our products in recycled paper, and we ship everything in used boxes. But I do have to remember to air them out because one package was actually questioned at the post office because it smelled like cannabis. And so I had to explain to them that no, I wasn't shipping cannabis because that obviously is illegal. But that wasn't to say that the box wasn't stored where cannabis was being grown. So they were very nice, opened the package, inspected it, and cleared it. Now I have to remember, but much more preferential than having to continually buy new boxes and shipping containers. So, and then, of course, when I created the limited edition line, I asked my sourcing buyers to make sure that it was sustainable. And they found me a beautiful recycled rayon that was mixed with natural wood waste. And so other than our limited edition lines, everything else is a print to order.
And that's great, because the model of corporate consumerism, capitalism, is, you know, creeping into all things cannabis industry, probably by osmosis and by design. You know, things like the form of single use plastics and dupe tubes and things like that. And, you know, we've been talking about your pay it forward concept. And in that vein, you also produce something called the Buddy Doll. What's the Buddy Doll? What can you tell us about it?
Yeah, oh, I love my Buddy Dolls. This is another pay it forward concept that actually came about from my wish to protect the planet. As I mentioned, after manufacturing, I found I was left with these huge amount of misprints, scraps, pieces, and, you know, just bins of it. And so I'm thinking, there has got to be something I can do to eliminate this. And so I did some brainstorming, and now we create Buddy Dolls that are in the shape of a garden gnome. And we then donate these dolls to kids that are receiving cannabis treatment, because every kid needs a buddy when things get scary. And I am happy to say that my first generation of 20 Buddy Dolls have found their forever homes. And I actually met many of the children through my contact with Seattle Hemp Fest and other events, and in particularly Amy Mellon, who is a full plant advocate.
And you know, I'm struck by this image that's been promoted for decades, that people in cannabis are criminals and we're dangerous and we're immoral and stuff. And you know, things like the Buddy Dolls are an opportunity to show the absolute opposite, that cannabis, the fact that somebody uses cannabis might be a sign that they're actually kind of smart and aware, and are making better decisions for theirself and for society and for humanity. I mean, do you see the angle there?
Yes, we're definitely getting rid of that counterculture type of persona and moving into the mainstream. I have to admit that as I travel and talk to people and interact with others who are not necessarily pro-cannabis, I find many of them will just say, wow, if I had known they were all like you, I'd totally be down for this plant. And so it's very, very heartening to, as I've gone through over the past 5 years, traveling, to see the acceptance and a lot more tolerance for the plant. Because, and again, that's one of the problems, I think, with the recreational, is we were making huge strides in promoting the medical aspects of the plant. And with this, you know, green rush and the greed and everything else, I feel like we're losing traction on that message. And again, I would have much preferred that we had stayed medical.
I think that we have lost a tremendous amount, especially the patients, in the transition to this kind of commodification model rather than true legalization. And on that note, we got about 3 minutes. My listeners have heard me be critical of this current legalization model, as I see it to be more commodification than actual legalization. And each of the reform states has a unique and separate legal cannabis system. Briefly, how would you rate or characterize Oregon State's legalization system? You've given us a little bit of a hint already, but how would you rate the system you have in Oregon?
Our medical program was fantastic. Sadly, since we went recreational, the state of Oregon is moving towards eliminating the medical program, and so we're in a big fight on that. Small compassionate farms that paid good wages and provided free medicine have now closed down in favor of large farms, and that is forcing patients into dispensaries. And of course, because insurance doesn't cover cannabis, we're now seeing an uptick in patients that are returning to big pharma drugs. Worse, the state of Oregon a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, removed the testing requirement for mold. And so I personally am very thankful.
Did they have a justification for that?
It was a lobbying issue with the dispensaries and the big farms, saying that it was too expensive for them, when in reality it was because they couldn't pass.
It's probably trade organizations lobbying for that.
Trade organizations, the big farms, the dispensaries, because, you know, they weren't able to get a lot of product into their stores. And again, you know, we've gone into this profits over patients, when back when we were medical, it was all patients over profits.
It was going to slow that green rush down a little bit. Right.
Well, it's going to slow the green rush down for all of the small farms that were making a living for their families.
Yeah. So we got about a minute before the break, a little bit less. Quickly, you're obviously very passionate about cannabis. You've centered your business around it in one way or another. What is it that excites you the most about cannabis, that attracts you? And I know that's a big subject, and we only have a little bit of time.
Yes. Well, I started smoking very early in life as a let's get high rebel. But then, of course, over the years, I've matured and realized the health benefits of the plant, both mentally and physically. I make my own topicals, my own oil and FICO. And the biggest success was my husband was rushed to emergency for a bleeding ulcer caused by all the anti-inflammatories. And as a result, he was taken off of Enbrel, Vicodin, and Oxycontin. All of them were masking the benefits of the cannabis oil that he was using. And he is now more mobile, active, and healthier than he has ever been when dealing with Western medicine.
There you have it. I'm talking to Karen Averill from Camouflage Designs. We are going to take that pause for a cause, because there's flaws in the laws here. Word from our sponsored advertisers, and come back with the final questions. Don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Fortunate to have Michael Brewer of Brewer and Shipley. Your signature top 10 song, One Toke Over the Line. I've read a couple different versions of what the tune's origins are. What's the true story?
We were playing a little club in Kansas City. A friend stopped by with some really good hash. We stepped out back and came back in. We're tuning up in the dressing room, and Tom said, "Man, I'm really one toke over the line." And I just cracked up. I thought it was hysterical. We literally wrote that song just entertaining ourselves and to make our friends laugh.
It's time to Hemp Present, only on Cannabis Radio.
Oh, Lady Marijuana, lama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Let me welcome Nick Hexum from 311. We've never heard things like your music when it first came out. It's like to mix the reggae with the punk and all of that together was just such an unusual sound, and we loved it.
We realized we're not going to copy what's on the radio. At the time, it was all grunge that was on the radio. And I said, let's just stick to what we know and wait for a culture to come around to us. Hey, it's Nick Hexum from 311, and you're listening to Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina on CannabisRadio.com.
Now I'm ready to turn the page on yesterday's epochal down. Now I'm willing to disengage, to seize the day and the world.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong Hemperor of Hemp, Vivian McPeak.
And we're back. You have stayed with us until this final segment of Hemp Present with Karen Averill. Karen, your website is CannaflageDesigns.com. Let me give it again, C-A-N-N-A, Canna, Flage, F-L-A-G-E, Designs, D-E-S-I-G-N-S.com, CannaflageDesigns.com. Well, we still have a few minutes to talk. Is there anything that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Yes, I absolutely love my girls, and I know that everyone wants to be surrounded by their own special girls, and so I have opened up a custom design option where customers can send in their own photographs and have it printed on fabric if they want to do it yourself, or they can have it printed on anything we carry in the line. I am also pushing the Why Buy New When You Can Renew concept of refashioning anything in a closet and giving second life to old favorites. I reline jackets, I do accents on dresses and refashion pants. Also, the really exciting thing this year is I'm focusing on weddings, and I create decor and apparel using the couple's photographs, and then we refashion everything so it can then be used for the home. Now, from a business standpoint, if you're starting a business, remember, follow your passion. It's not about the money, honey. Because I feel the more successful I am, the more passionate I am, then the more good I can do for others.
All right. Thank you so much, Karen Averill. And that's info@CannaflageDesigns.com is how people can contact you. Is that right?
Yes.
All right.
They
can also contact
me by phone, 530-GANJA-13.
Now, that is a nice phone number. Thank you so much, Karen, for everything that you're doing, for your great business and your great canna ethics as well. Thanks for being on the show. I'm going to get to a weekly feature of Hempresent on CannabisRadio.com. That's the quote of the week, and here it is. They've outlawed the number one vegetable on the planet. That was the American psychologist, writer, and counterculture luminary, Dr. Timothy Leary. That concludes this installment of Hempresent on CannabisRadio.com. I want to thank Brasco, my man in the control room, and all the Cannabis Radio sponsors and advertisers. Join me next week for some more reefer repartee and cannabis confabulation with some special Hempo Sapien on a journey to justice as we silence the violence, increase the peace, and promote unity in the cannabis community. With impunity, because when it comes to prohibition, you have the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice. Find your voice and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. Until then, my friends, stay strong, stand tall, toke it easy, and don't forget to email me at hempresent@gmail.com. Somebody email me at hempresent@gmail.com. The Hempresent theme song, Take Back the Plants, performed by Sticker Bush and sung by a much younger version of myself. Turn up the music, maestro. I'm out.
Marijuana, THC, sweet sativa.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor.
That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine & Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.